Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the series finale. The Shuckers a chance to take a six-game set against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who made sure the Shuckers got that third win of the series last night, Nick Kale. Nick, thanks much for joining us.
Yep, happy to be here.
How much fun was last night? You hit the big home run, and you hit the game-winning double in the ninth inning.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you could help the team win, that's always fun, and then to do it in the ninth with two outs to put your team ahead, that's always really fun. See the fellas fired up in the dugouts, it's a good experience.
What was that like in the ninth inning, down to the final strike in the top of the ninth inning? You battle and you get a double.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking for a pitch to hit, got it, and was able to hit it on the barrel and to where no one was, so that was really it.
You also hit it to where nobody is, not only in the field, but also in the ballpark, when you smashed one out of the ballpark for a massive home run 420 feet back earlier in the game. What is it about playing in Pensacola? Three home runs here in AA.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just the ocean. I like being next to the ocean. It reminds me a little bit of home. So I think I just get the vibes get raised up a little bit for me.
What's been the go-to playlist this week? Because you're back by the ocean, a lot like California.
The go-to playlist, I mean, I've been kind of on some reggae recently, so honestly, just that type of vibe.
Well, that fits in with the vibe of everything here. You're on the beach, you're in the beach of Biloxi, you're on the beach here. That has to help you relax a little bit.
Oh, yeah. No, I love the beach. Like I said, it just reminds me of home, and I mean, I just love the beach.
You been to the beach at all this week?
We tried to go one day, but they had the Blue Angels, so parking was like $100.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we kind of canceled that one, but I did last year when we came, so that was fun.
Well, and the Shuckers do have another trip to Pensacola. Yeah. Plenty of times to get to the beach.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Today is one of the more special days in baseball. It is draft day. You were drafted back in the fourth round in 2019 out of Washington.
Yep.
How special of a memory is that for you?
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. I mean, it's something I always wanted to do since I was young, and to have that kind of come to fruition, and I stayed up in Seattle for it, but I had a couple friends come and just be surrounded by teammates and family. So, I mean, it was just a great day. And one of the families at UW, we were at their house. And, yeah, it was just fun. Like I said, it was just something I've always wanted to get accomplished, and it did. So, yeah, it was great.
What do you remember most about getting that phone call?
I mean, I'd say probably just, I don't know if relieved is the right word, but like, you're kind of just sitting there, and then you get a phone call and it happens, and you're like, wow, like, yeah, it happened. I don't, like, like, you don't really know what's in store for you next after that, but yeah, no, that's really it.
What did the process look like for you getting drafted?
I mean, just kind of played my season at UW. Some scouts, like some area scouts, come in and just kind of ask you some questions, fill out some stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there was nothing really to it. I mean, just go out there and play, and if you do well enough, like, you got a chance. So that was pretty much it.
When you jumped straight to pro ball after the draft, what was that transition like, going from college in the Pac-12, then going out to Arizona and playing with the Brewers in Maryville?
I actually didn't even go to Arizona. I went straight to Colorado Springs, so I didn't go to the complex. But I mean, I didn't know what to expect, first off. I mean, I had an idea because one of my buddies had already been in the pro area. But, yeah, I mean, it was different because, like, in America, like, in college, it's just usually, like, American guys on your team. And then going to short season, probably at least half the guys are Latin guys or not from the United States. So, like, I don't know if culture shock's the right word, but it's like, oh wow, like something you've never done. So, I mean, that was interesting, but I mean, it honestly made it more fun because I get along great with those guys, and yeah. So, and they bring a ton of energy. So, I mean, I love hanging out with them. But that was probably the most interesting part of it. But yeah.
What was that language barrier like for you as a catcher? Because one of the most important things is communication.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely interesting. But I mean, I knew a little bit of Spanish. But like, honestly, it was the guys in the dugout. Like, when if I wasn't playing or just like in the locker room and stuff, I would go up to some guys and like just ask them, like, Carlos Luna, who we had last year here, he was a big help. Michele Vassalotti, Carlos Rodriguez, the outfielder, he was on that team. So, like, a lot of those guys were, like, great in helping me because they were also really good at English, too, at the time. So, like, it made it easier. And I just went with it. And on it, like, and they, like, they loved that I was interested in learning, too. So, like, it made it a lot more fun and easy.
How close to bilingual are you now?
I don't know. I don't really know, but I'm sure some of our guys, they say that I'm pretty good at it, so I'm going to go with that. I got a decent shot at
well,
it.
Well, hey, as long as they say you're good, that's really all that matters. Yeah, yeah. And as long as the pitching staff understands you and you understand the pitching staff, that really covers all your bases.
Exactly.
Well, hey, thanks much for joining us, man. Congrats again on the big night last night, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 4:05.